Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. You know, every one of us has helpers in the spirit world that guide us through our lives. They are there to steer us in the direction of our unique life purposes. For most of us, that guidance comes in the form of a thought or intuition, one that many believe is their own, but it's actually not. We all have the ability to tap into this wisdom at will. For some people, that connection comes through more effortlessly and in more detail than it does for others. Imagine what it would be like to have a significant amount of your important questions answered by the guides in the all-knowing spirit world simply upon asking them and being able to hear their responses. It seems as if that clear connection would make life easier for us, assuming that we received the answers we wanted to hear, but that's not the way it works. Those who have the closest relationships with spirit often do not have easy lives. Exciting and interesting, but not necessarily easy. That's because it takes great discipline, patience, and trust to follow guidance that they know is truly in their best interest, but may not fulfill their immediate human desires. Today's special guest, Kay Taylor, an intuitive specialist, has had a close relationship with spirit since she was 5 years old. Kay often refers to spirit as her best friends. She has embodied her connection with spirit as part of her everyday life. Kay Taylor is a world-renowned clairvoyant and medium from Brisbane, Australia, who has the astounding ability to deliver information from deceased loved ones and other non-physical beings. Kay is the author of the book Dating the Messenger, co-founder of Connect with Spirit, and the founder of Kay the Messenger and Kay the Intuitive, as well as the host of the podcast, Wake Up with Kay. Kay is a teacher who forms lifelong bonds with those who come to her seeking direction and enlightenment. Her workshops are in high demand because she has a tremendous success rate with all her students, many of whom go on to be successful and inspiring readers themselves. Today, Kay Taylor is with us directly from Brisbane, Australia. For those of us in the United States, it is Tuesday morning. For Kay, it is Wednesday morning, 1 a.m. to be exact. If that were me, I'd be half asleep, but not Kay. She's as peppy as ever. So now let me introduce you to my exciting guest, Kay Taylor. Good morning, Kay. It is my pleasure, privilege, and honor to have you with us today. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Randy, for having me. It's lovely to be here and for the listeners to hear more about Spirit and what we can do for them. That's what it's about, having that relationship with Spirit. And as we are people, we are in the relationship to connect. So everybody's got questions, which means everybody wants answers. Wouldn't you agree, Randy?
I would definitely agree. So what is Spirit? Is Spirit different to each of us?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, they're non-physical beings. So, but they have lived before in our lifetime. So they understand how we feel. They understand how we do things. They understand how we can mess up something or have a great time with something as well. They can feel our sorrow. They understand our hardships. And they watch over us in that way. Now, the spirit guides are different to the angels because the angels, they've not had a lifetime of living before. They are purely there for the comfort of God, and they are messengers. They are the protectors. They are healers in that way. But the spirit guides, they'll kick you up the butt if they need to. They'll say the most extraordinary things. They really will. And if you need to hear it that way, then that's what they'll do. Many people, they expect that when they connect, that it will be this most profound, loving, you know, nurturing sort of message. And sometimes, yes, it is. But other times, it can be just really hard to the core. Let's get cut to the chase and let's get on with it. And sometimes people, you know, they often say to me, well, oh, I didn't come here for this. I thought you were just going to tell me I was going to get married or win lotto or, you know, I didn't want to talk about my dad who's dead, who, you know, sexually assaulted me. And that's what guides can do. You know, our deceased loved ones can come through and say, sorry. Our deceased loved ones can come through and find the jewelry that's missing. Our guides know that the same thing too, but they're not as, they're connected to us in a very special relationship, but they're different to our deceased loved ones because our deceased loved ones know us even more. So in the family aspect in that way, the guides, the spirit guides, they have put their hand up, so to speak, and said, I'll look after you, I'll manage you, I'll walk with you. I'll put up with your nonsense, and I'll also put up with your celebrations as well.
You know, I read your book, Dating the Messenger, and in it there are several examples of times where you do a reading and someone is looking for something. Spirit gives them advice, but it involves changing their patterns. And many want to keep the old patterns and not understanding that they have to change those patterns in order for what they want to occur. Is that right, Kay?
Yeah. Often people, as I said, they come and they say to me, but I didn't come for this. I wanted sort of, you know, the icing on the cake of something pretty. And spirit, that, you know, their guides will say, but no, we can't get you that man until we fix your issues, or we can't solve your finances until you understand to respect your money, you know. And so it becomes then a life coaching session as well. It comes with counseling and it comes with tools. You know, spirit just doesn't say to you, oh, well, you know, you're naughty with your money and we can't be bothered talking to you, so get on your way. Spirit will say, no, now we have to, you know, fix up your bank account. You have to, you know, recalculate your loans, refinance, you know, sell the car, sell the house, and all sorts of things in that way that will benefit from them. And often there's what I call homework. And I say to the people, you know, go home now, do this, and let's see what happens in the next part of it. And again, people are shocked. Homework. Why should I do homework? But of course, they want to solve a problem, and spirit wants to solve it with them.
Right. And we come here to do hard work, so it doesn't. That makes total sense. So for those who are listening, if you're looking for answers, you also have to be very, very willing to do the work that it takes to get there. Now, we all have free will, right, Kay?
Oh, absolutely. And look, I'm the best one to to break that rule as well. You know, my guides have had to work very hard for me, because when I say I want to go here and they say, no, you can't, and I'm still a bit of a bulldozer where I can say, yes, I am. And so sometimes my guides will step back and go, okay, Kay, we'll see how you go with this. And other times they will just put those blocks in front of me and say, no, you just aren't going to do it. And, you know, that's the part of my relationship that I've had to learn over the years. From young age, at 5, I was, to some people, especially my father, he thought I was the precocious child who had a big mouth and said lots of things that she couldn't possibly know or understand, but I did, and I got in trouble a lot for it. But as the years went on, still not knowing that there was a name for something like this, I spoke to my dolls. My dolls spoke back to me. I expected the other children's dolls spoke to them, and I found out they didn't. And then that didn't, you know, I didn't get any friends out of that, because I was just that nutter of a child, you know, or the one who asked questions or the one who could say more. And so, you know, that was a, it was a difficult time for me. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I'd love to be you. And I said, oh, be careful there, because with it comes responsibility. With it comes, you know, practice and prayer and meditation. With it comes, you know, discernment. It comes with empathy to be able to work with people and listen to spirit and guide them, and also to remember that, you know, it's not about me, it's about them. So, you know, when they walk in, or we do Skype, phone, whatever, in readings, it's all about them. And it's, I can't put judgment into it. I can't, you know, say, well, you have to do it this way. If I'm not hearing from Spirit, if Spirit is saying you have to do it this way, well, then that's it. So I'm here to guide, like any psychic, clairvoyant medium out there. We get the messages, and we're only as good as we are with the connection we have with Spirit. And through that connection, it is constant, constant work. It is an intimate relationship. I get up in the morning and I say hello to them. I talk to them all through the day. I beg at times, give me the answer for this, that, and everything else. And sometimes, you know, you're not supposed to know everything straight away. You're supposed to have that experience. We did sign up to come to this world and have an experience, to learn, to do lots of other things that we could taste test in that sense. And then, you know, our guides have never left us, but they will stand back and say, well, okay, this is a lesson you need to go through. This is something that you need to experience. And then it's on how we act with it in that way. Guidance is real. And once we have, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. When we have all those little extra pieces that we can put together, then it makes the picture. And sometimes we aren't happy with the picture that we see. But Spirit never ever says, well, sorry, you're doomed, you're damned, okay? They'll always say, all right, so this picture doesn't look so great, but the next picture that we move on to can. And so that is, you know, somebody who wants to get pregnant, somebody who wants to get married, somebody who has to leave their husband, you know, find another one, you know, and there's a whole range of questions that people have for Spirit, and they always, always have an answer. They can talk just as much as I can. And, you know, it's perfect for me. So,
that's great. You know, Kay, we have several callers that are here to speak to you. Are you ready to take a call?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Okay. This first caller is name is, I think, Dee. Dee is the first caller today. How are you? We spoke a little while ago when I put you back on hold.
Hi, Randy. Thanks for taking my call. My name is actually Deep. Deep as in deep water.
Deep. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay. Hi, and Deep. What is hello. How are you, Dahl?
I'm very well, thank you. It was very interesting listening to your discussion with Randy. I have a question today with regards to my love life. Do you see anything happening with my, as in, do you see love coming into my life anytime soon? I have someone in mind. Let me know if you want me to tell you the details.
No, darling, you don't need to tell me the details. Spirit will do all of that. First of all, what I'd like to say is you have just so much love in your heart that it aches sometimes. And you are scared in one moment, and then in the next moment, you are so excited that you're ready for it. Would you agree?
Yes, that's right. I just came out of a bad long-term relationship. I was abused in the past, and I've cleaned the slate, and I've sorted things out.
Yeah, yeah. But you have such a good heart, and when you talk, when you give yourself to somebody, it's through your eyes, it's through your love, it's through your desire to connect and be with somebody. The person that you have your eye on at the moment, okay, this is a wide scope for you. This person has a little bit of difference that you didn't really think about first off, but that's what makes her really interesting to you. And I feel that if you both come together with all the same reasons for it, then your life will really take off. She has grand ideas like you do. And so together you will work with that. I see a very positive relationship here for you. And I also want to say, Spirit is saying, don't wait anymore, darling. Do it. Do it. Go for it. All right?
Sorry to interrupt. I was just saying, I think this lady is coming out of a relationship, or she's clearing the energy from her past relationship. So I'm waiting to hear back from her. We are good friends as of now. So do you think I should wait to...
No, Spirit is saying go for it. Spirit is saying it's time. You know, you've come out of your healing process. She's going to come out of hers. It's about what you can do together. You know, often we lose time slots. We lose that window. And Spirit isn't saying to you, wait. Spirit is saying, take it to the next level. Spirit is asking you to spread your wings with this, to actually open your heart even more. What you have done in your preparation in this relationship. And again, as I said to you, you have such a love in your heart and you see things differently. And you have worked on yourself. Now you are the teacher for this person, and so she is the student, and so your love and your gentleness and your time that you will give into this relationship is necessary because you have already given this as friendship. Do you understand?
Yes, I do, but I don't think she is ready yet to take it to the next level. We are good friends, but she pulls back if it goes beyond friendship.
Yeah, but Spirit is still saying that you just must persevere with it because this is good for you. This is something that is there in front of you. It is the reason why you're both together. It's, you know, you don't have to jump and move into and like live with each other in that very moment. It's walking through this part now that you need to step into the relationship because you already have your friendship. Now you can take it to another level. I hear what you're saying about, oh, she steps back, and that's fine. You're understanding that. But you have to also understand that you and her have come together for this reason. She has finally got out of the relationship. Yes, she needs a breather. Yes, she wants to spread her wings. But you both are on the same level. You are both connected. You are both the same sort of people. You want different things in your life, and I don't mean you both are separate. I mean the things that you both want are very different to your old lives. Does that make sense to you? You are clearing your old life away, and so is she. So in seeking this new path that you want to take, I see success for you. Yes, it'll take some time, but it's in the now that you progress with it. So you just need to believe in it, Dee.
Right. Do you see us being able to get into a long-term relationship and get married potentially?
I believe so. This is, you know, she's hurting, she's healing at this point of time. She needs time. and you need to give her that, but you need to be there as well. And you need to talk about the dreams. You need to talk about the ideals of life. You need to talk about the goals that both of you can bring together, because you both have this difference that you want in a new part of life. You don't want to bring your old life into this part. You actually want to have something different. And that's what both of you can work on. And that's the beauty of this friendship. That's how this has started. So you don't have to jump. You just have to know, we just have to go nicely along with things. All right?
Right.
And you'll
probably
find around about September of this year that's a real time for you coming together. September is a 9, and it's about endings and new beginnings. And that's probably about when she's really ready, because her heart has been healed. She has learned more. She has had time, and she has learned with you. So that's not long. July, August, September. It's not long.
Thank you,
Dee. Thank you, love.
We have to move on, but thank you so much for your call. I'm going to disconnect the call, but you can listen to the show through the link, okay?
Thank you.
All
right, thank you. Our next caller, you ready to take another one?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. Our next caller is Kimberly. Kimberly, what is your question for Kay?
Yeah, my question is about career, just where it's going. So, where is he, Rhonda?
Rhonda, I hear her very well.
Kimberly, we're having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, could you?
Kimberly, we can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me now?
Kay, can you hear her?
Yes, there seems to be a little bit of confusion in the background that she has here. I heard something about career.
Yes, career.
Okay, this is going to be a problem. Can you go somewhere quiet?
Yeah, hold on a second. Sorry about that.
She's got the radio on in the background.
Okay, what about now?
Okay,
yeah,
that's better.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry
Hello,
about that.
Kimberly. Hi, Dale. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And your question?
My question is about career. I feel like I've been stuck in teaching for about 14 years, and I really would like to do something different.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, Kimberly, first of all, they tell me you're in the center of everything. So, you've been the leader, you've been the teacher, you've been a counselor, you've been the healer, you've done the works, all right? So that's going to be a little bit hard to take you out of just doing a mainframe job where you're not connected, where you're not in charge in that way. So what Spirit shows me here is that you still have a lot of giving to give, and you still have a lot of leadership role in this way. And so if you would like to step out of doing the teaching as such, they say you could go higher and do more of the admin side of things. They also show me that you should be working with like a program, like setting programs, etc. I see like a lot of documents, that kind of thing that you would be putting together. And so your interaction is still there, but it's on a higher level. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And it's perfect timing for you. In fact, actually, you were sort of thinking about this back in March, and you're a little bit confused, as, you know, in Australia we have this saying, better the devil you know than the devil you don't. And it just means like, oh, you know, should I, shouldn't I, in that sense.
Right.
And they're saying that you should now. Absolutely. It's a good time for you to make this transition. And what you were struggling with back in March, you know, was just a growth sort of spurt for you in the sense of, yes, you can do it. But you weren't thinking of the higher level that you could obtain here. And, of course, that comes with a better payroll for you as well. And also a great deal of respect, because through your time in teaching, you have felt not respected, Spirit is showing me. And they're saying that, you know, it's about time we pat her on the back a bit more and get her into that higher level where she doesn't have to jump so high. She just has to move up nicely where she's actually making more movement with it. And these documents, this programming that you're doing is very important because you've been mulling around with this for quite a while. You've had some really great ideas, Spirit says, but you haven't acted on it. And so this is the role that you can take on now. Successful, I believe that you will reach out to another faculty member that will work with this on you, and male, I'm feeling, from Spirit. And this person is not surprised that you want to go this way, but is happy to give you, it's almost like we'll give you the reference, we'll give you the key to the door to open to the next person to meet to go ahead with this. So it is time for you to do it now, please.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and you were actually right about March, but I was thinking about going to school again and then the finances with the school. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you can always study. You're never too old to study, that's for sure. Not saying that you're old. But, you know, we need to learn every day. And one of the things, as I said, Spirit has said to me, she needs more respect. She's got so much in her to be able to deliver that, you know, it's time for her to be able to do that. And, you know, when you were in that confused state, it's very hard then to make a decision. And, you know, you usually make your decisions much more quicker, but it has taken quite a while for you to sort of work this out because you're just not sure if you're stepping in the right direction. If you had jumped in March in all that confusion, then you would have done the wrong thing. And Spirit says you probably would have been out of the job. So because you weren't prepared, you weren't ready. But now with this information, you know, you can say, okay, I know where I'm going now. And, you know, there's quite a lot of work involved with these documents, this programming and all of that, but you're up for it. You can do it. And it gives you a breather as well. It actually gives you time to be inward and really develop more of you and what you can develop for others, not having to be in amongst all of the chaos. Does that make sense to you, Kimberly?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah, no more chaos for you, just easy roads, all right?
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling, Kimberly.
Thank you.
And again, I'm going to disconnect the call, but you can listen through the link, okay? Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take one more right now, and this is Rose. Good morning, Rose.
Hi.
What is your question for Kay?
Hi, Kay. I recently graduated from school, and I started looking for work, and I want to know what you see for me with regards to work and career.
Yeah. Okay, Rose, hello, first of all. The first thing that I get for you is that you really have worried, like you've gone into fear factor, that perhaps not all of your study has been productive for you in that way. And so I see you perhaps, you know, offering yourself to many institutions, but you're still sort of saying, but I don't know whether I fit into that. Like you haven't got a clear feeling of what the job will actually project for you. Do you understand what I mean? It's like you're saying, but it's got to be my future, but I don't know if I really want to stay in the same thing that I've done my study, my training and all of that in. And Spirit says that you're in your head a lot and you mull it over, all right, and then you go into fear factor. And then you sort of lose in making those decisions, the right decisions for you. I feel that you also struggled through your study that you've been doing. And it was sort of like, you know, even to the extent where you felt as though you were out on a limb and you thought, wow, am I really even going to get the job when I finally finish this? So for you today, it's about three choices. And out of the box, they're saying, don't don't hone in just on what you've done in your study. It's what else can you add with your study to make that job even more? Because, you know, there's a time for a career and there's time for a job. And what I'm trying to say is that, you know, sometimes when we say, okay, we're stuck in the career, right, that can be even more fearful. And then if we're going to put ourselves in a job that we just say, well, it's X amount of hours a day, it's X amount of pay, and I'll take from it what I want. And that's the problem that you're having at the moment. That's how I see the seesaw. Do I really make it a career? Is it really what I want to do? Or is it just for the now? And for the now for you doesn't seem, you know, very, like you're not very happy about that. Would you agree with that, Rose?
I'm just concerned because it's a bad economy and a lot of people are out of work. So I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of doubt. I hope I find a job soon, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I've got, you know, you've already been probably, what, 9 weeks now? Spirit shows me on, you know, Spirit's really great. They put these calendars in front of me and they give me time slots and everything. It's been sort of like 9 weeks that you've been really working on this and thinking, oh, my goodness. So, and this is where Spirit says, you know, what you've been trained in, what you've been studying in, you've got to think out of the box of, yes, you've got that part, but what else can you add? And, you know, the one thing I want to say to you, Rose, and I want to say to everybody, the more we concentrate on how bad the economy is, the more it's going to be that way. So if you can get out of your head and say, you know what, I'm trained, I can get a job. I've got schooling behind me. I've got training behind me. I can get a job. Then you will get into that, what we call the manifesting, you know, vortex of working with your truth of what you want in your life. The fear we need to take out. So, and I believe I've got a card here in front of me that says, if you want the job, then you can have it and you will have it. And you are probably looking within the next 2 weeks to 2 months, they're saying, that will all come to fruition for you. But it is not a job that is just what you've been studying. It is extra. They're going to ask you to go that extra mile, but it's going to be worth it. And I truly believe that you want to settle. You don't want it as just a job. You want it as a career. Correct?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great news, Kay. Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
You're welcome. And Rose, I just want you to, I want you to stop with the fear and I want you to say, you know what? I'm worthy. So I can do this. And that's what I'm saying to everybody. We have to stop with these fears of all that's happening in the world and just believe that we all can fit in. We all can find something. And sometimes, you know, in Australia, we have plenty of people that go to college and university and they're trained in all sorts of things and then they can't get that job in that actual part. But then Spirit will say, ah, but there's another part that we can put to it. That then it'll lead you in there. And that's what they're saying to you, Rose. Don't box yourself in and say, but this is the only thing I'm good at. Because actually, Rose, you can do lots of things really well, Spirit says. So, you know, and you've got a keen mind, you've got a quick mind, all right, when you're not confused, when you're not in fear, all right, like most of us. But you have challenged yourself of defeat instead of success. And so Spirit is saying, no. We've got two weeks to 2 months of having this all come together, but it feels like three parts to the job that you actually take, which is actually bigger than you imagined in the first place.
Wonderful. That was great advice. I'm definitely going to listen to this in the archives again. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Rose. Thank you.
Bye, Randy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So anyway, Kay's website is kaytheintuitivespecialist.com, and Kay is just K. So it's kaytheintuitivespecialist.com. So if you would like to contact Kay after the show or after listening to the show, you can do that. Now, The other thing is that Kay will be back on July 21st. So if for some reason you do not get to speak to her today and you really, really want to, you can come back and talk to Kay on the 21st of July at the same time, 11 a.m. This is United States time, Eastern Central. Eastern Standard is what I mean. So, Kay, we're about 35 minutes into the hour. I know there was something that you wanted to share with us. So what would you like to tell us about?
Well, you know, as I said before, it's easier to do the clairvoyancy reading, but it's even more gratifying to do the life coaching when you work with the people. And, you know, I've set up sessions where, you know, you buy four and you get the one extra and you have homework and, you know, we go through the tears and we go through the laughter and we go through the ecstatic joy with it all as well. And we move things in each other's lives, not only for myself but also for the client. And, you know, lots of people, as I said, they come for a reading and they say, oh, but I didn't come for that. You know, I just want to know where's my man. And, well, you can't get a man until we can actually heal your heart from the last man you were with. So, you know, and there's a process. And in an hour, you can't do that. But in 5 hours, maybe over 5 weeks or 5 months, because you can take these sessions, you know, once a month or once a week with me, and you buy these blocks, that we can start really nutting out what are you good at, what aren't you, you know, what is working in your life and what isn't. And that's something that Spirit has, you know, worked with me as well. You know, I did not wake up one morning and go, no, I think I'll be a clairvoyant today. I ran from it most of the time, did anything and everything with my work, with my career, and finally Spirit said, no, you can't do this anymore, you have to work for us. So in working for them, I've understood that people, being human, will do anything and everything to get their own way and can make a big mess of it, and I can put my hand up for that one as well. So, you know, I'm the best guinea pig, so if I've gone through it, then 9 times out of 10, Spirit's going to send 10 other people to me that have done exactly the same thing, and so I hear them, I understand them well and truly. But it's important that it's not just a clairvoyant reading, that it is this understanding of, you know, life coaching with where we can get out of these stuck modes that we're in. And like Rose, you know, Rose is in fear. Here she is trained and now she doesn't know if she'll ever get a job. But it's the mindset that we need to correct. And so I do a lot of work with my people with that, which I really, really enjoy. And I have seen so many good things come from it. And actually out of it was created Women in Spirit, one of my tags that I have, and then the Feeling Fabulous group, which was an extra from Women in Spirit. And the Feeling Fabulous group is all about empowering women and actually watching them grow and seeing their falls and their highs and then celebrating. And last year we went to Hong Kong, 12 of us. We had a fabulous time. And I, on a daily basis, 24/7, showed them even more how to bring Spirit into their lives. Walking through, you know, the shops, getting on the train, you know, visiting a temple, all sorts of things, because Spirit is with us everywhere. So, and next year we're off to Vietnam in March 2016, and we're going to do the same thing. And people are amazed that when they work with me on a daily basis like that, how quickly they learn, how quickly they hear from Spirit, how quickly they see a message from Spirit. That's my joy. That's my passion. Because then I am turning them into being intuitive as well. And that is my goal. It always has been. The more I can teach people to understand that they can connect to Spirit and get their questions answered quickly and efficiently. Because, you know, Spirit doesn't really want to say, well, pick A, B, or C. They just want to give you one. So, but it's up to those A, B, or C. So I fine-tune that, and this is where this group, this focus has been so popular, because people just realise that spirit really is there 24/7. And last year I was in Santa Monica, and I worked with some clients there, and one particular gentleman I worked with, and we did what we call the road trip. And so we just walked and we drove and we visited areas and we sat in coffee shops and you know, I taught him how to pick up energy and read and see signs on billboards. And look, we had an absolute blast. It was just fabulous. And he
Like a lot of fun.
it was. He really didn't expect to get such quick answers and see such quick answers in front of him. And that's what it's about. So I urge the listeners to not just think about a clairvoyant reading, to think about how much further can they go, how much more can they discover about themselves, how much more can they ask for themselves. Because a lot of people have issues of worthiness. A lot of people say, oh, no, but I can't ask for that. But yes, you can. And we can enlarge those things in people's lives that they never ever thought about. And, you know, often my testimonials, people write to me and go, I just wouldn't have believed it, Kay. I just, you know, and we solve problems so much easier because spirit has those answers. I mean, you know, you can go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist for the next 12 years if you like, but spirit will want to deal with it in the next 12 days. Or maybe that next 12 minutes. Okay. Now I
that's fabulous. So these kind of things, you do these more often than once a year? I mean, I know that you travel once a year, but these sessions that you do them more often than once a year?
Oh, yes. I'm doing those sessions all the time. They're actually called, Get the K6. And that was born because I had a client who said to me, I just got to get my K6. Without my K6, I can't go on. And it just went from there. And as I said, when you work with me continually, and, you know, we can work, if you want to be psychic, I can work with you, or if you just want to fix your life, if you just want to put it together or open your life for more, that's what I'll do. And, you know, you can find it on my website. You just go to my website and it's in the booking sessions, and there's a, you know, get your K-fix and you can book, and then we start working with it. And I profile the person. So before I even say hello, I profile. Spirit and I sit. We work out, where are we going with this? What's the problem, you know? And again, as I said, some people say, well, no, that's a little bit too deep. No, don't touch that. But we are going to touch.
We're going to run out of time, and I don't want to cut you off. We only have just about 2 minutes left. So I want to thank you so much for coming on, and I'm excited to welcome you back on July 21st. And again, for anyone that wants to know more about what Kay is involved in, it's KayTheIntuitiveSpecialist.com, and I would assume all the information is there. Check out her book. Dating the Messenger. She tells some really funny stories in there. But thanks so much, Kay, and I will be in touch with you shortly.
All right, Randy, and thank you very much. And to all the listeners, God bless. And as I always say, keep it simple. Bye for now.
Okay. Thanks. Have a wonderful morning. Go to sleep.
Thank you.
Go to sleep. Well, my website is randygfine.com. You can check me out, randigfine.com. And all information about me and what I do is on that website. My articles, my shows, my music, all kinds of things is on there, so check it out. And thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate. we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be